Monday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger is here with your early week trivia question.
Exactly.
Start off the week with a really good question and answer.
I hope so.
So, what do you have today, Mr. Trivia Maestro?
We've had so much basketball and so many events that we also need to be remembering that, you know, February is Black History Month.
Sure.
Of which is a little bit ridiculous because it's a part of history and it should be
every day,
every month.
Exactly.
Native Americans, women, everything.
You know. Exactly.
But in specific reference,
okay,
here's our question. For 5.5 months, David Richmond,
mm-hmm,
Franklin McCain, Ezell Blair Jr., and Joseph McNeil made civil rights history right here in North Carolina. What did they do? Four
of them. Okay.
What did those four men do? I want to say it was around 1960.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
Who made civil rights history right here in North Carolina, just about an hour to the west of us.
Okay.
What did they do?
Okay. 919-929-WCHO is your number to call if you think you know the answer, and you can get a $10 gift certificate from where?
Cruisers.
Where you are.
Good to go.
919-929-WCHL. Call now.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years. Right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, those four individuals you mentioned a moment ago.
David Richmond, Franklin McCain, Ezell Blair Jr., and Joseph McNeil.
They made history by sitting at the Woolworths.
That is exactly right,
counter.
My friend. That's right.
And demanding service, but doing it in a nice way.
The Greensboro sit-ins.
Yeah.
While it was not the first sit-in, it was the most well-noted and successful, and it was very much a catalyst for launching a series of nonviolent protests against racial segregation.
Mm-hmm.
The Woolworths, where those North Carolina A&T students staged their 5.5 month protest, is today the International Civil Rights Center and Museum.
I'll tell you what, you think back to those days when these human beings had to do this.
Hard to imagine.
Absurd.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Chapel Hill, we had our instances as well.
It's not always been the liberal bastion that everybody thinks.
No. But
that
was only.
We're all people. People are people.
It was only 60 years ago.
I know. It wasn't that long ago.
Made great strides, and there are even greater strides to be made for blacks, Native Americans, women, poor, disadvantaged.
Exactly.
Those who have physical disabilities.
Brown people.
Everybody. You know. Everybody.
We're all
Latinos.
We're all people, folks. Come on.
Last time I checked, when you look in the mirror, we're all part of the same family.
And nobody's going to get out of this alive.
Human beings.
So, you know.
Treat somebody like you would want to be treated.
The death rate is 100% for it last time I checked.
So,
hey, make the world a better.
Go out making the world a little better place for yourself.
Exactly.
Particularly for somebody else.
You got it.